Hey, welcome to my daily update video. Hey, in a moment, I want to share some thoughts on what do you do when you just feel empty, when you're lacking motivation, when you feel like blah, spiritually speaking. You've never felt that way, right? But just in case you ever do, keep watching. Hey, a few quick housekeeping things as normal. If you're on my YouTube channel, want to hit the subscribe button down there. We have a daily audio podcast. Check out my churches here in New England. My travel itinerary. I will be in the UK in January, Texas, February, in Ireland in March, and France in May. So lots of travel coming up for the new year. Have a whole new thing going on in my ministry school that I should be going live with on Friday of this week. So check out the links below. Great. Good to have you here. So come on, just talk with me for a second. But do you ever just feel spiritually empty? Do you ever feel spiritually, this is the feeling I get sometimes, as if like there's no motivation, no drive, you've lost that passion. And I would guess, I would conjecture that all of us do at times. And I want to suggest to you, there's nothing wrong. In fact, it's actually normal to get that way at times. And I think it's important we know, especially in advance, what we should do when we enter into one of those places. And I want to make this real quick today, but basically we're a spirit, a soul, and a body. And I believe that God wants us to walk holistically with him, where what's going on in our spirit in heavenly places. So our spirit died in Adam. Our spirit was made anew in Jesus, assuming you're born again. Your spirit is one in Jesus. The life, the love, the passion, the joy, the righteousness, the health. Everything of Jesus is made one with your spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Of his fullness have you all received. Your spirit has no problems. Your spirit never has a bad day. And yet, we're not just a spirit. We are a soul, our mind, our will, our emotions. And we're also a physical body living here in time and space in this world. And I think the challenge for us sometimes is we don't think enough about our soul or enough about our body. And we get, I feel that sometimes after something like, I'm recording this a few days after Christmas, and I can sometimes wake up and feel bull like that. And I noticed that in many, many people. I want to give you two or three keys that have really helped me with things like that. Number one, read the Psalms. It's really interesting. David was a man after God's own heart. And I think David, in David, you see somebody, I would say, who at times is really depressed. You see somebody who really has, I don't want to say bipolar, but it's like he's got these emotional highs and emotional lows. And I think there's something really powerful. There are different parts of scripture that speak to different parts of us. And I tell you something that's really helped me. If you ever feel like that, if you ever feel down and, well, firstly, don't think it's spiritual. Oh, Satan's attacking me. You know, Satan's really not that important. Yeah, he's not that big and he doesn't have that much influence. And so much what's going on is soulish, or actually even our body. Have we been sleeping well? Have we been eating well? Have we been exercising? Have we been taking good care of ourselves? I know that if I get too tired, I'm too busy for a while, if I'm not sleeping well, if I'm not eating good food, if I'm not exercising, I can end up feeling, quote unquote, spiritually in a slump. And it's not actually spiritual, it's physical and emotional. So I want to give you three keys today that will really help you with this. Number one, read the Psalms. Read them out loud. Just read them. Read a Psalm like Psalm 42. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul thirsts for you, O God. When shall I come and appear before you, O God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. Verse 5, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, yet will I praise him. He is the hope of my countenance. So number one, read through the Psalms, read them out loud. And I tell you, something will happen in your soul that begins to release the life of your spirit into your soul. Key number two, step into worship. You know, your soul will enjoy worship, but your soul doesn't always want to initiate worship. Your spirit's in God's presence, happily worshiping God 24/7. I tell you, there's something that happens when you get your soul worshiping. And at times, like David in this passage, you've got to have a conversation with your own soul. You are your soul, Yes, but sometimes you got to kick your soul's butt, if you excuse my Britishness. You got to speak to your soul. Soul, rejoice in the Lord. Hands, get in the air. I don't want to. I will give God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips confessing his name. Hebrews 13:15. Sometimes you got to learn to praise God without feeling. Not to get the feeling, but just to praise God because he's worthy of being praised. And just worship and worship and worship. And, you know, I can't control how I'm feeling in my soul. I can't control how I'm feeling in my body. What I can do is control some of the peripheral things about that that will determine, that will usually end up how I do feel in my soul. But I really want you to catch that today. If you'll worship, God inhabits the praises of his people. And lastly, here's one thing we should be doing. Be thankful. I mean, of course, we can be thankful for a lot of things, be thankful for all the blessings we have, but actually take some of the scripture truths of who God says you are. I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. God's joy is in me, even if I don't feel it. And if I take those things and I not so much try to acknowledge them as a theological concept, but I actually say, Lord, I thank you. This is true. Thank you, you will never leave me or forsake me. Thank you, your peace is my portion. Your peace dwells in me. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, if you do those things, you'll begin to bring your soul and your body into alignment with your spirit. Boom, I hope that's a help. Hey, I want to mention in the month of January, I've got a new course coming out and a whole new series. I'll be doing some daily teachings on life in the Spirit, how to live full and how to live overflowing with the Holy Spirit of God. It's going to be really great. Looking forward to that. Hey, hit that subscribe button down there. If you are in Sturbridge today, I'm going to be in Panera Bread this afternoon. Why not come and hang out? And love to see you soon. Thanks for watching and bye for now.